RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
Teachers in New Zealand are leveraging AI to create lessons, mark assignments, and personalise teaching, potentially transforming educational practices. It seems to be what AI is doing for everything across the planet right now. John O'Hay is principal at Golden Bay High School. He joins us to talk about this. John, thanks for coming on to RCR. Yeah,
Paul.
Okay, I don't know if you saw, and maybe some of our listeners saw, but I'm sure many of you didn't, an RNZ story last week of September headed up AI use in New Zealand schools. And obviously, this was always going to be something in schools at some point because AI has found its way into every other walk of life or is currently doing so right now, Jono. So in your school, is there a role for AI?
Yeah, absolutely. I think AI is a rapidly evolving technology and it's impacting all aspects of our lives, and certainly education and schools in New Zealand are no different.
Okay, so I mentioned kind of the mechanical processes, not necessarily the core of what teaching is. Okay, creating lessons, marking assignments, personalized teaching, that maybe starts to get into the personality of a teacher a bit. So where do you draw the lines here, do you think, Jono?
Education and teaching are continuing to evolve as we move through the 21st century, and certainly AI is contributing to that. If we look back to the 20th century, the 1900s, in general, teachers were still the sage on the stage that held the knowledge. That knowledge is now readily available. So teachers' role is increasingly becoming about getting to know the students and supporting them to look at that information, synthesize it, and create new ideas, abstract thinking, solving real-world problems using that information, as well as all the relational aspects of being at school and interacting with other people in a community.
Is that actual teaching, do you think? Measured up against what we've, you know, my memory of my teachers when I was at school a long time ago now?
I think how we conceptualise teaching, as I say, has changed over the decades. And what you may be visualising as teaching from your time at school, Paul, probably does look quite different to today.
Okay, yep.
I would look at the role as more about facilitating the learning of students, whatever that might look like. It may be in a room together with the students. It may be in an online context.
Right, so a facilitation role, but with the understanding or the core of teaching ability, because you can't lose that, can you?
No, absolutely not. So we still need the teachers to be knowledgeable in the content they're teaching, as well as understanding how students learn and the science of learning and brain development.
From the student end, I note in the story I referenced at the head of this, one of these students there said, and I think she was year 13, she uses AI to generate ideas for assignments. Now, they should be generating their own ideas, or is it a valid tool to aid creativity? There's another question.
The questions that we need to grapple with as a society, and this technology is quite new and is evolving incredibly quickly. There are definite benefits with AI in terms of efficiency, productivity, and even in innovation. So in general, it can be a good source of starting to sow seeds of ideas, but it's drawing that line as to where it's important that the student then utilizes those seeds to come up with their own ideas, their own content creation, and showing their own understanding and developing their own understanding. And where that line sits takes quite a lot of unpacking and is something we're all grappling with currently.
Do you think you could tell if a student's idea was generated by themselves or by AI? Are there any tells in any of that that would make you think, okay, that's probably AI? Because you're going to have to get good at detecting that, right?
One of the absolute most important components of a teacher's work is getting to know the students, the relationship. And knowing that student means knowing their level of capability in a range of areas, the types of ideas they're likely to come up with. And in general, if you know your learners, you can spot signs that the ideas they are generating are not coming from them. That said, there are situations where that is more difficult, and there are a range of online tools that can help, particularly with content and determining whether that is likely to have been generated by AI or not.
What sort of accommodation for AI is now in teacher training? How much does it feature in teacher training now?
I haven't been closely involved in teacher training in recent times, Paul, so I actually couldn't answer that. But that would be an interesting question to dig deeper into. I keep coming back to the fact that this technology is evolving incredibly quickly. While it's been in the background for quite some time, I think for most of us, seeing it with the likes of ChatGPT, DALL-E, and the like is really in the last 24 to 36 months.
Wow, that's not long, is it?
Not in the bigger picture, no.
Okay, so a lot to come to, up to speed with. How are teachers and staff generally taking to AI? There are ethical implications, I guess, the issues that we've just talked about now. How are teachers feeling about this? Are they feeling threatened at all by it?
No, certainly not threatened. I think most schools and most teachers are embracing AI. It's not going away. It is something we're going to need to grapple with, and it's a matter of looking at where it can be useful, the positive impacts it can have, while also mitigating against some of the risks and the negative implications.
At the base level, where there's quite a bit of fail, let's say, we've heard about that, is AI a tool that can really improve the kids who struggle, get them across some sort of line better than they are doing at the moment? Because that seems to be a real problem. There's a big percentage of our school kids that are coming out with, let's say, less than adequate education.
I think it certainly has a role to play. AI can be quite powerful in personalising learning for an individual student by looking at what they know and are able to do and the areas for future development and tailoring the lesson to that student. That said, the AI itself is still only a tool, but potentially a useful tool in that content creation when it comes to planning the learning for that student. That then needs to be facilitated by someone that knows that student and knows teaching and learning.
Are you personally using AI in your job now?
Yes, certainly, regularly.
For what sort of functions? Without giving away too much, I mean, what you do every minute of the day.
Probably often that collating ideas. There might be a topic that you're looking to research. It may be related to teaching and learning. It may be related to property. It may be related to finance. And rather than scrolling through pages and pages online, asking an AI tool a general or specific question will often come up with some content that then allows you to hopefully develop a deeper understanding and ask further questions.
Yeah. What about the students? They're always ahead, aren't they, on the devices and the latest thing? I mean, I would imagine a lot of students already just naturally use AI in their lives without probably even thinking about it. And any challenge to that, they would probably look at you and think, well, what's wrong with you? You know, they're right up there, aren't they? They're using this before people like me.
They absolutely are. Yep. They're at the cutting edge for sure. That's no bad thing. However, we are here to help them understand both the positive aspects of that technology and also the limitations and negative aspects. And that's, again, where the role of people and teachers comes in, looking at those moral and ethical implications and also helping students to develop the skills in areas that AI can't help and doesn't do.
Look ahead the next 5 years, Jono. How do you think it's going to be? I mean, we know how it is sort of now. You say it's moving real quick in just in the last few years. How do you see it in the next 5 years? What will the classroom of the next 5 years be like, do you think?
I think there'll be a continued shift on a continuum away from generic teacher at the front teaching everyone the same thing at the same time towards personalised learning that's tailored to where that particular student is at in their learning journey. In that topical subject.
Yep.
That will give the teacher more time to support all of the students with various skill and knowledge development, rather than imparting that knowledge.
Do you get many questions from parents about AI now?
It's not a topic that regularly comes up, but certainly on occasion.
Yeah. Well, there'll be more and more of it, won't there?
I dare say there will be.
I want to thank you, John O'Hay, principal at Golden Bay High School, for your thoughts on AI and education in schools. Thanks for coming on.
Paul?
Are you on the RCR mailing list? Never miss a beat of the news and hard-hitting stories you've come to know and love. Stay in the loop. Visit realitycheck.radio/email.